Hello and welcome to the Unnamed Podcast, episode 3. This is Alexis Denver and I'm coming to you from New York City's Lower East Side. And for anyone who listened to my, dodgy episodes 1 and 2, you will appreciate the fact that I'm actually using relatively good equipment this time. So there's relatively good sound. I'm actually recording on a Zoom H4 recorder, which I picked up at B&H Photo for like $300, which is amazing because it's comparable to like an Edirol recorder for anyone who's looking for podcasting equipment on the cheap. With, you know, I'm really happy with it for these purposes. So I recommend it. It is a little tricky. It's a flash recorder, and there are card write errors that I just still can't explain, and that's a little disconcerting when you're doing an interview that actually is important. But right now, for these little like measly peasly podcasts, it's a great little tool, and it takes a little bit of time to get used to the interface, but it didn't really take me more than about a few hours to really get a good feel of it. And I'm using it with a Behr M58 mic, which is a dynamic mic. And these are actually not suited terribly well for dynamic mics. The input levels are really low. Actually, I find it really works well with directional mics. I do a lot of infield recording with directionals. And a good shotgun mic will do the trick really well. It picks up sound nicely. So that's a little techie rundown, but this week, it's been a really long time since I've done another episode, but I've been really busy, so because it's so beautiful out in New York, finally, it's like in the 80s, and it's sunny, and everyone's walking around in little sundresses, and it makes me so happy, so I thought I would do a little tour of my neighborhood, tour of the restaurants. that's really what my neighborhood is filled with. It's just so many good restaurants, and I also love to eat, so I figured why not mix the two and go on a little tour. So come along and check out some of my favorite places in the Lower East Side and East Village. Okay, so I'm gonna start off with thing that is closest to home, which honestly, if it were located on the other side of Manhattan up 500 blocks, I would still go because it's fantastic. It's called Filai Panetteria, and it's on the corner of Clinton and Rivington. The address is actually 79 Clinton Street, and it's just a little panetteria. It's what you would sort of expect. It's a bakery. They do unbelievable croissants and pastries. And I usually go there for breakfast. They actually are open for lunch and dinner, and they have a full menu. Everything from gorgonzola foam to a good basic panino. It's very cutely designed with beautiful little chandeliers, and it's all white with blue tables, but it's very casual. It's, you know, plastic blue tables. It's not fancy. Their fancy restaurant is actually located just north of Irvington on Clinton, not even a block away on the east side of the street, and that's Filai, just Filai proper, and it's named after the chef Jacopo Filai, who is actually from Le Cirque. So, you know, Le Cirque is well known for its high-end dining, and the chef brought with him all the techniques and all the quality from his former restaurant, but it's all very much more casual. So I go in and I usually order like a croissant, which is just off the wall, perfectly crisp on the outside, nice and soft on the inside. They also have chocolate croissant, which is very unique. They do it unlike anywhere else I've had it. It's not your traditional croissant stuffed with chocolate that's melted or any variation thereof. It's just basically an eclair cream, a chocolate eclair cream stuffed within the croissant. It's quite messy, but it's like finger licking good, if I can be cliche that way. It's great. The other thing they have, which is super delicious, is an organic yogurt with fresh berries and honey on top. And everything they have there is just really, the quality is exceptional. All their breads, I get their breads and just bring them home and, you know, make toast out of them. It's all certified organic, and it's just really tasty. So that's Filai Panetteria. I totally recommend it. Walking a little farther west on Rivington, there is 151, which is a bar that's sort of underground, And this is your classic dive bar. I mean, you walk in and you feel like you've entered a garage that you would have hung out and drunk beers in when you were in high school. But it's great. It's so mellow. It's casual. It's got a great, they have a DJ there and he spins great music. We call it the hole. My friends and I call it the hole because if you go in, don't plan on coming out anytime soon. It'll suck you in. It's a good old debaucherous night if you're looking for that kind of debauchery. Farther west on Rivington is Inoteca, which is at 98 Rivington and Ludlow. I've lived in this neighborhood for going on 4 years now, and I had not been to it till recently. My very good friend Anna took me, and she's a former chef, and she's like, "I can't believe you haven't been to Inoteca. It's one of the best places." So she took me, and she was right. It's fabulous. They have a really nice beet salad with little blood orange. It's not even blood oranges. It's just mandarin oranges and mint and hazelnuts. It's very fresh, very simple, very good. I had been a vegetarian for a long time, but I've recently started eating more, not so much like chicken or anything just traditional, but I just love cured meats. So the panino with prosciutto is really big on my list right now. It's sort of an addiction. So they have these paninos there, which are good, and they also have on their brunch menu, they have an interesting prosciutto with fruit. And the fruit is not traditional as in, prosciutto and melon, which most people are used to, the cantaloupe melon. This is actually prosciutto with roasted fruit, different varieties. It's peaches. I'm trying to think what else was on there. Peaches, grapes, just unusual summery fruits that have been roasted or sautéed. I'm not entirely sure, but I think they've been roasted. And then they're almost roasted in their own juices, and I think there's maybe a touch of balsamic vinegar in there. It's slightly sweet and tangy, and it's interesting. Something I missed, which between 151 and Inoteca is a little store. It's across the street from the Rivington Hotel on 108 Rivington, just west of Essex, and it's a store called Economy Candy. This place is unbelievable. I mean, if nothing else, I've never even bought anything from there. I just like to go in and look because it's like walking into the candy store of your dreams as a child. It has every candy imaginable. They have, chocolate bars, everything from really super high-end chocolate bars that you can't find anywhere else, European brands, to, Boston baked beans, those candies that you had in the little box when I was a kid. I mean, there's just everything candies you didn't even know they sell there, and it's from floor to ceiling, like everything is stocked. It's really worth just looking at, and the place has been there since 1937, so it's got to be good if it's lasted that long. Walking back towards Clinton and going up from Clinton towards Houston, just below Houston is this place. This is my new favorite place. It's called Piatta. If you Italian guys open this place, every time I go in there, it's just a bunch of Italian people speaking Italian. It's just genuinely delicious sandwiches. And the one I always get, it's the Casanova sandwich, which is prosciutto, stracchino cheese, and rucola, and it's unbelievable. Just press between these flatbreads, and it's delicious. Like, I could eat it every day, every day, every day. But stracchino cheese, for those of you who don't know, it's not that commonly heard of or seen in the States. I'm sure it will be, but it's a derivative. The word is derived from the word stracche, which means tired. Originally, in Lombardia, where it comes from, the cows would migrate from the north to the south in the winter when it got cold, and at the end of the journey, they would be tired, and the milk would be thinner. So they would make the cheese of this thinner milk, and it would produce a soft, mild, delicate cheese, which is quite spreadable and melts very well. And they actually bake it within bread in Italy quite frequently in the Genoa area. Anyway, so that's a little background on that, but every sandwich I've had there is so good, and that's Piatta, and it's at 3 Clinton Street. If you keep going up Clinton, just above Houston, it turns into Avenue B, and on Avenue B is a couple of my favorite places in the East Village. There are a ton of them. I used to live on 7th and C, and so there's a bunch of restaurants in that area, which I'm really fond of, just to name a few really quickly. There's Casimir, which is a little French place just below 7th Street on Avenue B. Another super dive bar, classic dive bar that's been here forever, is 7B, which is on 7th Street and Avenue B, otherwise known as the Horseshoe Bar. It was used for a scene in Rent. It's been in this neighborhood. It's an institution. It's been here forever. There are a ton of places, 26 seats farther up on Avenue B, Mercadito on Avenue. I mean, there are so many places. But I'm not going to cover them because I didn't walk up that far and I didn't take pictures. So I'm just going to mention those briefly. But on Avenue B at 4th Street is Kate's Joint. Now, from my strictly vegetarian days, this place is a vegan vegetarian's dream come true. I mean, it's just sort of, they've actually renovated it recently. So it's darker. It looks a little more high-end than it used to be. I kind of liked it a little dodgy the way it was before, but it's still, the food is the same. It's still really good. What I always order there is a grilled portobello and spinach salad that has this warm maple Dijon dressing and toasted pecans. And it's so simple, but it's delicious. And I really enjoy it. There's also the tofu scramble, which they serve on focaccia. And I get it with unsausage patty, which there is quite, it's quite a spicy unsausage patty, but it's really good. And the huevos rancheros at brunch. Fantastic. The vegan huevos rancheros. It's super awesome. And then at the end, I can't walk away without getting their triple nut chocolate chip oatmeal cookie, which comes out like really warm and crumbles and it's decadent. I love it. I do have a sweet tooth. And then finally, there is Legamin, which is on 5th Street. It's 536 East 5th Street between A and B. And I used to go there when I lived on 7th and C because it was so close to me, and I used to go there for breakfast a lot. So I'd get the tartine, which is just French bread, toasted and then served with bread and jam. I'm sorry, with butter and jam. And then I'd get that with a nice bowl of café au lait, and it's just like the perfect thing with the New York Times. I was the happiest camper in town. Other things they have there, classic French dishes, marqués. They have all kinds of traditional French things, but again, super, super lax cafe atmosphere. The other thing they have there, which is a family standard for me because my mother was obsessed with it, my mom used to love the Café Le Choix, which is a traditional sort of French dessert. It's just a few scoops of coffee, ice cream, and chilled espresso with some whipped cream on top. The only place I found it, I mean, I haven't looked hard, to be honest with you, but the only place I found it on the menu in New York is at Les Gamins. So I go in there for that, and it's over the top. I mean, it's huge, and it's not actually quite as good as I remember it, but it's still pretty darn good. And if you're looking to try it, it's the place to go to get it. That is basically, as much as I've covered today. So these are the places I recommend to go that are all within, probably about an 8 block radius of each other. And that is why I love this neighborhood. Everything is close and everything is good. So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed walking through the Lower East Side and the East Village. And if you're in the neighborhood, definitely give these places a try. Bye.